With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Republican senator has an explanation for the rising anti-Israel tone coming from leading Democrats. Bob Agnew reports.
What Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden are doing are not trying to help an ally win, but they're trying to staunch losses in their own party.
That's what Senator Tom Cotton says about White House admonitions against an all-out Israeli offensive in Rafah. As for Senator Charles Schumer's call for new elections in Israel.
The election that they're really worried about is not Israeli elections, it's American elections.
Cotton says it all comes down to growing anti-Semitism inside the Democrat Party.
We're hard on Israel because they think it's what is necessary to hold their very fragile coalition together.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the National Park Service is being sued over its digital payment policy. Three people sued the National Park Service earlier this month after they were not allowed to use cash as payment at several locations. Citing a U.S. code that states U.S. currency is legal tender for all public charges, the lawsuit alleges that the Park Service's cashless policy is in violation of federal law. A new interactive exhibit at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.
This will allow people for the next 100 years to talk to World War II veterans and really have a real conversation.
Project participant, World War II veteran Theodore Britton Jr. says he's glad the mechanical devices are allowing him and other veterans to do what they won't be able to do in the future.
There are fewer and fewer World War II veterans and a lot of people who will never see one.
World War II veteran Olin Pickens says the project helps veterans tell their story.
Making history to see myself telling the story. I'm so proud that I'm here, that people can see me.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The influence of religion in this country is fading.
That's what most Americans say. According to the latest poll from the Pew Research Center, 80% of the general population believes that the role of faith in public life is diminishing. And that's the highest percentage of people who think that since Pew started asking 22 years ago. The poll also reveals that a majority of respondents believe it is a bad thing that the influence of religion is on the wane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on March 26th in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show that a majority of the abortions that take place in the U.S. now every year are carried out with abortion pills. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion advocates have done all they can to make the drugs easily available in all 50 states. This is SRN News. Israeli troops concentrate on areas of northern Gaza. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli troops have racked up considerable success against Hamas terrorist forces as they return to areas of northern Gaza that saw fierce close-quarter combat in the early days of the conflict. The Israelis fought in, around, and beneath the Al-Shifa hospital, where large numbers of terrorists were killed or captured, and vast quantities of arms and ammunition were seized from what should have been a non-combat venue. Israeli forces neutralized some 70% of the Hamas forces, killing 70 and arresting 130 known terrorists. Intelligence units located intel troves and interrogated suspects, while engineering units destroyed tunnels running beneath the hospital. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.